Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Well, good morning. Today I'd like for us to meditate a little bit on communicating with the body. We've been communicating with God the last two Sundays very intensely. And if you didn't have an opportunity to be here for those particular meditations, you may want to see if you can check one out and listen to it. I think they opened some people's eyes last Sunday that you are a part of God. How many of you got a new perspective on that? Oh, that's very good. I mean, it takes a while, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, the other thing that we have an agreement with that we can't break is the body, or we're not supposed to. And so we have two standing agreements when we take a body on planet Earth, and one is with God, the other is with the body. And as you know, none of the rest of them, you know, are forever, because the divorce courts are really busy. But anyhow, we wanted today look at that other responsibility that we have as spirit. You have a body. It's your creation. It's your responsibility. The good news is that you are the creator of your life. Yes, you create your life. If you're wasting time blaming your parents, give that up, you know. And if you're over 40 years old, you definitely should have given that up. But I want to talk to you about how not only do you create everything in your life, you're responsible for it. And if you picked it up from someone else or you created it yourself, it doesn't matter. If it occurred within your life, it's yours if you keep it 24 hours. So you want to be aware that you're carrying a lot of things around with you that you may not want. And that's why we have CDM, to teach you how to let go of energies, to let go of whatever it is you no longer want to carry. So let's clean up the body, because then when we begin to communicate with God more fully, we have more space to bring ourselves in and allow that. See what I'm saying? How are you going to really, truly experience yourself as God in the physical world if you don't have any room in the space that's your vessel, i.e., your body? All right, everybody take a nice deep breath. Tune into yourself. Tune into your physical body, because that's where you manifest yourself, the spirit. You are a bright spark of light with intense energy, and you have created this physical body for a purpose. You're manifesting here for a purpose. And to fulfill that, you must own that body. So breathe in and breathe out, and as you do, get the concept of ownership. Mine doesn't belong to anyone but you. I'm sure there are a lot of people who will try to tell you that they are in charge of it. Not true. You are. Now let's start with our grounding, which is the most important thing you, the spirit, can do in relation to your body, because it connects you to your body and it connects you to the physical planet on which we're all operating at this point in time. So allow that grounding cord to flow from near the base of your spine, from the bottom of your first chakra, through the chair and the floor and all the layers of the earth, until it reaches the center of the earth. You are now connected. When you ground, you don't have to feel spacey or unfocused or frightened or disturbed, because you, the spirit, are there taking care of the body. You are connected and in touch. Now, let's be aware of ourselves as spirit, because that's what everything is all about. Allow yourself that bright spark of light to come to the top of your head, pause there for a moment and know yourself. Then come slowly into the center of your head, to that space above and behind your eyes. You are spirit. Know that. See that. Be certain that you are spirit. And you are the creator within your universe, which is your body and your aura and everything inside your aura. There's a great deal there for you to be busy with all the time. I find it fascinating how much every soul tends to spend time outside of their own universe, trying to fix everybody else. From our wonderful position, we can always see what's best for someone else. That's a joke. That's not a truth. Take a nice deep breath and let yourself look within, turn within, and see what's best for you. This takes courage to be yourself. Do you realize what enlightenment is? It's being yourself. Now, this may be a little more than you think it is. I've had a friend going through a major growth experience lately and was laughing about that very thing. Oh, knowing yourself really is a little more challenging than you thought it was. Take a nice deep breath and use your grounding to allow yourself to have the courage to know you, to know that you are immortal spirit, to know that you're a part of the divine force, to know that you are all that you are, and that you have tremendous ability to create. Now, from that neutral space in the center of your head, say hello to your body. And allow your body to say hello to you. Now, the most effective way that the body communicates is with emotions. And quite unfortunately, I believe all over the planet, people have been programmed that there are good emotions and bad emotions. That's a lie. All emotions are simply a communication from your body to you, the spirit. Take a nice deep breath and ask your body what its main emotion is right now. And if you don't know what an emotion is, it's time to meditate. What's your primary emotion now? Is it joy or sadness, fear, love? Yes, love can be experienced as an emotion, although that's not the totality of it. It's a vibration. But I want you to just ask your body, what are you experiencing? Maybe it's really frightened. Whatever the body's emotion is, that's creating your physical experience. Now, spirit is so amazingly capable and clever, and we've all learned how to avoid our emotions if we don't like them or if we judge them. So if you judge this particular emotion your body is expressing to you, let it go down your grounding cord to help diminish it a little bit. And then ask your body what it needs. Maybe it needs more grounding. Maybe it needs a drink of water. Maybe it just needs your attention and for you to ask, what do you need, body? How little attention do you pay to your body? It's really unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, you have the computer and you have the television and you have the radio and you have your whole family and you have all kinds of things, right? To pay attention to entertain you and to keep you from being bored. Breathe in, breathe out, and realize you have a world of fascination right there with your body. Notice how it responds to you as you respond to it. Is your body happy with what you're doing with it? Sometimes people find that their bodies are very unhappy, but they don't want to pay attention to that because they don't want to be responsible for it. Breathe in, breathe out. Maybe you're carrying some old pain around with you. What a smart idea. Not. Use your grounding right now. Tune in to any old pain that you're ready to let go of and just let it go down your grounding cord. Your spirit, everything is energy. You are in charge. Let go of the old pain. Well, somebody did it to me, and I've got to punish them. I have to get revenge. What was it somebody said? The sweetest revenge is just being happy, letting it go. I know sometimes people come in, and they're very upset with someone in their life, like they're one of their parents or something, and it's like they're so angry and judgmental and vindictive, and I say, I guess you want to have your next life with that soul. Because you're just about guaranteed to do that if you resist them enough. So breathe in, breathe out, and let go. You, the spirit, can't operate in a body with pain, by the way. You're too smart for that. So you'll just sit outside your body most of the time. It's amazing how some people live their entire lives creating things they don't even want because they're just sitting outside of the very thing they came to create through. Oh, we're having fun now. Everybody says, next Sunday, can we talk about God? That's much more fun. Be there in the center of your head with your body. Be surrounded by it. Love it. Well, if you can't do that, at least like it a little bit. It's yours. I used to work in the YMCA Mission District in San Francisco, and my supervisor for the region and I were having a meeting one day, and he was talking about all these things he put first. And I said, I was young and foolish and didn't know you're not supposed to correct your supervisor. And I said, well, that can't but work. I said, if you put all those things before you, you have nothing to give. If you don't put yourself first, how can you do what you're here to do? You know, he didn't have another thing to say about that topic. Find that place in the center of your head. Let's take our attention off of clearing pain because it looks like that's not popular. And I want you to just be aware, honestly, of who you put first in your life. What do you put before your body? Your children, your spouse, your friends. All of the above. Oh, let's not forget your pets. I don't know about you, but I used to have a cat, and every time I went to the grocery store, the first place I went was the cat food aisle. Find amusement about dealing with the body. Bodies are fun, or they can be, and we know they're funny. Breathe in, breathe out, and allow yourself to begin to let go of the belief that you have to put something else first. Oh, my fill in the blank is more important than I am. How does that affect your life and your relationship with your body? Actually, one of the statistics that I found interesting at the time I was being a caregiver was the fact that many caregivers die before the person they're caring for. I think that says it quite clearly, doesn't it? Use your grounding. And remember, it's not that other person's fault that you're putting them first. It's your belief. It's your training. It's what your mother or somebody taught, your school teacher or your minister. You have to put fill in the blank first. Breathe in, breathe out. Use your grounding to let go of what's holding you in the pattern of putting others first. This man I mentioned earlier was just one of the most wonderful people I've ever met. Tremendous giver and strong person in the San Francisco community. And he was a big giver and a healer, but he had not learned about taking care of himself. And he became ill and passed on before his time. That's right, we can deplete our bodies when we don't stay in balance. Breathe in, breathe out. And I want you to be in the center of your head. Be grounded. Listen to your heartbeat. Be aware of your breathing. Be aware of your skin around your body. And have a nice conversation with your body. What do you want, body? How can we communicate better? Sometimes it's difficult to face the fact that you're not putting your attention where you want to. Allow yourself to have the courage to do that and to let go of the past or the programming that causes you to be focused on others. This does not mean that you give up being a giver and a healer and someone who cares and shares. That doesn't mean that. It's going to mean that you're going to have a great deal more of yourself to do those things and do them because it brings you joy. Not because you're supposed to. Not because somebody told you to. Talk to your body. Get to know it. How often do you sit quietly with your body? Do you find yourself eating your meals with a book or in front of the television? Or do you take time for your body? Let it enjoy its food? Do you take a quiet walk? Do you ever just sit and allow yourself to be quiet with your body? I was talking to my masseuse the other day, and we're in agreement that bodies are just unbelievable machines. They're the most amazing thing that we've created on the planet. Take a nice deep breath and take a few minutes just to appreciate your body. let's take a moment and release anything down your grounding cord that says that bodies are bad in any way, shape, or form. Unfortunately, there's been a fair amount of religious training about that. There's nothing bad about bodies unless you create something bad through that body. Anyway, who's defining bad? You guys are more amused about God than you are about your body. Let go of that information that says the body's bad in any way. This is a spiritual creation, just like everything else. You, the spirit, are the creator of this body. It's your vessel. It's your temple. Ideally, your relationship with it allows you to manifest yourself. And that requires a certain amount of attention and cleansing. I had someone say to me the other day, said, you know, this game takes energy. Yes, it does. It takes attention and energy. I want you to take with you whatever your body is saying to you and meditate on how you can respond to it. If your body is afraid, then you need to respond. What is making you afraid, body? And give yourself permission to make whatever change you need to make to release the fear. It could be it's afraid because you're not paying attention to it. Could be afraid because you're draining all of its energy for something that isn't your reason for being here. Isn't grounding wonderful? We can let go of these things from the body so that we can fill it with our bright spiritual light and energy to flow through the body and into the world. Our simple presence as we manifest ourselves as spirit in the body is incredibly healing to everybody else. You don't have to do anything. Now, I'm going to have us talk to Jesus today because he was really wonderful about bodies. He was spirit in a body. He was definitely a man. He was a human. He had emotions. He drank wine. He partied and danced. His first miracle was creating wine at a marriage. What an amazing statement about his presence on the planet. Breathe in, breathe out. And allow yourself to say hello to Jesus. And bring your energy into present time with him. Then ask him about bodies. Remember, he related to all kinds of people. Tax collectors, prostitutes. He broke all the rules. He did not believe bodies were bad. Not only that, I have to add, he had women as students and disciples, just as well as men. So talk to Jesus about owning and effectively running your body. Ask Jesus for healing to help you let go of any judgment or prejudice about bodies. So that you can accept your body. And in turn, we'll accept everyone else's. Thank Jesus for all that he's given us and shown us and taught us, mainly the truth that each of us as spirit can manifest in a physical body and bring light into this world. We are all doing that when we own our bodies and shine here. All right, be in present time and let go of this great soul. With a moment. And I want all of us to create a bright gold sun above your head and let that gold energy flow through the top of your head, all the way through your body, into the center of the earth, letting this gold energy heal your body and heal the earth, our bigger body. And say hello to your God. Allow a hello in return. I'm going to give you a few moments of silent meditation between you and your God. Everybody come back. Take a nice deep breath. Check your grounding. And enhance it. Be aware of God within and around you at all times. Bring your attention back to your body. That's where you're living now, right here in this physical body. When you're ready, you can just open your eyes, bend forward, release some energy. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.